Let's move on to item four, which is the action areas. Once again, I think this task force has been moving ahead in integrating or looking at a number of key areas holistically. So this time we're looking at Tsim Sha Tsui East, Tsim Sha Tsui West, Hong Kong East, as well as Hong Kong West action area together in relation to one issue, that is coach parking in Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong. So this is paper number TFK/08/2012. Once again, I would like to welcome Albert Lee from Transport Department to give us a presentation on this issue. Before the presentation, may I invite members to declare interest, if you have any? If not, Albert, I think you can start your presentation. Please try to limit it within 10 minutes. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, members. The following papers, which was a table on, which was table for the issue of concerning the coach parking in Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong areas, and it gives a overview of the current situation in, as it is on sites. The Transport Department has been monitoring the demand and supply of those parking spaces in the territory, particularly with different categories of vehicles, including the coach parking demand. So the provision of additional on-street pedestrian, provision of additional on-street parking spaces and or loading and loading spaces at suitable location, and we have taken account of traffic flow, safety, and other users' effects. And also, we are doing a continuous monitoring of the utilization of the temporary car park area, like the STT sites. And we are doing also continued liaison with the Tourism Commission in regard to the parking facility related to the coaches. So regarding the situation of the status or status of the district near the harbourfront, we have tabled table one of the annex, which was reproduced on the screen now. That's the overall supplies of the different off-street and on-street coach parking spaces in the those districts near to the harbourfront. For instance, we got in the central western district, Wan Chai eastern district, and also Yao Chim Mong, Kowloon City, and Kun Tong. And altogether, we have different category of off-site street supplied, like the private car park area, public one, and also short-term tenancy site. And those on-streets are basically meter spaces, and overall we have over 1,000 number of parking spaces for the coaches around the district near to the harbourfront. So at the moment, when we focus on the Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong area, so we found that the overall the off-street and on-street parking supplied are in the range of Tsim Sha Tsui is totally about 83, in Hong Kong is around 68, at up to 151. And as I had pointed out in the paper, that the focus point or the major loading and loading activity was along the Southeast Berry Road, probably in this road, near to the Avenue of Star, outside the so-called department store, and also Chatham Road South, an area to the south of the Maudie Road. And another area which has concentrated loading and loading activities there is Hang Ho Road, Hong Ho Do. And between the Peninsula Hotel and the YWCA Hong Kong. So the last area, which is also a concentrated activity happening at the Science Museum Road, on the other side of the road, up to on the right top area of the plan. As far as the Salisbury Road near Staff Avenue, which has been pointed out by several members before, the loading and loading rate there was about about 10 numbers. I just extract several photos of the key areas what I talk about. On the left-hand top corner is the Salisbury Road near the Star Avenue. The area was able to accommodate about 10 coaches is currently being fully occupied during the peak hours. And we also noticed that several coaches need to wait at the adjacent traffic. Sorry. Excuse me. At the adjacent traffic lane, like what you identified, there was a truck there, another coach there, not a truck. And it was only happening temporarily, and it observed that it's not causing any adverse impact to the Salisbury traffic, because the main traffic is along this road. It's basically going through all the way to the underpass, and there was still a gray. There was one free lane there, apart from several vehicles waiting on the other one. So the present situation is still acceptable from operational point of view. So even the peak hours for the coaches were different from a commuting peak, so it allowed get on one more allowance of the possible capacity increase in the area. So in other area, like in Hang Hau Road, Maudy Road on the right bottom, and Science Museum Road, we have quite a lot of utilization of the coach parking there, except the Maudy Road, but depend on the time. These are taken in the morning peak area of the visitors, tourist tour operating hours, peak hours. So so that's the situation about the Tsim Sha Tsui area. So in regard to Hong Hom, we also spot some of the location with quite frequent coach loading and unloading activity, which is making street Sheng On Street and Sheng Heng and Ha Huin Road area, but they were not obviously not so critical in the area like Tsim Sha Tsui. So overall speaking, according to what we provide in table 2 above, that there are already adequate parking spaces in Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong, but they are part of them not fully utilized, because those off-street location were not used by the drivers, likely because they would like to park their vehicles for more convenient close to the tourist attraction point. I just want to report that there was a survey being carried out by Transport Department in Tsim Sha Tsui, one of the Saturday, which is a peak operation hours. The demand was observed to be about 60 to 80, which probably satisfied the demand, satisfied the supply of the situation with about 80 in that area. So we consider the present situation still acceptable. And I just want to emphasize that we have been monitoring the coach parking situation. So continuous dialogue with the tourism trade and the coach trade has been going on in regard to improvement of the internal communication among the coach drivers and the tourism trade's operation schedules. What I like, such as the call waiting mechanism, so that the coach drivers can wait the vehicle, park the vehicle at the allowed or provided parking space, so that they could be called on to the loading and unloading area to receive the visitors after the tour. So that's one thing that we are working with the Tourism Commission or along. And we're also talking to the trade operation on the schedule of the tour for visiting a particular tourism spot, but that still needs some time to work out further arrangement. So in addition, we last year provided about another 7 additional curbside parking spaces to ease the pressure, but we are still working on further provision of any necessary parking space that need in the area. At the moment, the utilization of the provided parking space is satisfactory. So we will continue to discuss with the trade and relevant departments and district councils for further or more parking space in the area. So that's what I want to report in the topic. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Albert. Before I invite members for comment, just want to get some feedback from Tourism Commission. Have you received a lot of comments or complaints about inadequate parking spaces for coaches in the Tsim Sha Tsui area?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We have been keeping close contact with relevant parties on the issue of coach parking space. And so far, we find the situation, as mentioned by Transport Department, that in fact, there's adequate supply, but sometimes it's the issue of traffic management measures, which require all the parties to cooperate in order not to be perfect. But in general, I think the situation is generally under control.
Thank you. Comments from members, please. Paul?
Yeah, Chair, from my experience in the tourism trade, there is an ongoing complaint constantly about the provision of holding areas and parking areas for tourist coaches. So I'm sure that if Vincent was in a different situation, he would be a bit more careful with how he chooses his words, because he would be eaten alive by the tour operators. Chair, if I look at the document, I find this extremely scary. And if I just point out some of the scary things, first of all, we don't look in the future. And as we build up our waterfront and we build up the roads and the properties and the land has developed, the opportunities for change and making additional spaces available becomes less and less. So I think my first concern is that we're not looking in the future where the places are going to be, and I think we should all be very worried about it. I see that there is a call in the 2.2 that there is an increasing number of coach parking spaces that is going to be required, and TD says we'll try to do that and we'll try to increase the number of coach parking spaces. So TD recognizes that there is a demand and that there is an increase in demand, but where does it going to stop? If we then look at the where it's being said that it's a sporadical use of a second lane and a traffic lane, if I look at the photograph that TD themselves use, they show that there are buses parked on the road. I have never passed with my sporadical passing of this section of the road, passed there without having buses standing in the traffic lane. So my chance of coming by is not very high, and every time I come by there's double parking. And even on the photograph from TD, there's the double parking. So, I would be, sporadical, I mean, is that an acceptable thing? As we just heard, Salisbury Road is so congested that we cannot provide a pedestrian crossing. But we can use the traffic lanes for bus parking. I'm confused by the contradictory statements by TD in just the 2 points. The second point I'd like to point out, if you look at the table and we see the short-term tenancy sites, then we see that 914 of the spaces out of the 1,100 are temporary short-term tenancy sites. Now, the short-term tenancy sites are going to disappear. We see the majority of Kai Tak area. They're all going to be disappearing. If we follow the schedules that the Development Bureau has made clear to us in terms of development of Kai Tak and the various sites, I'm sure we're going to see that these 800 open sites are going to disappear. I have not been able to find in any of the outline zoning plans for other waterfronts compensation for this loss of those 800 sites. I've asked for it in this question prior to this meeting. We see no mention in this paper that there is anywhere a provision or a countenance for those 800 spaces anywhere in the OZP. I've asked for it. TD doesn't mention that they are. We don't see in this paper from government that they are. So I think we should be extremely worried about the data we see in front of us with 900 out of the 1,100. If I calculate, it's more than 80%. So the grand majority is provided short-term tenancy sites will no longer be in existence and available as we go forward. We have no more reclamation in the harbour. We have no more just reclaimed sites which are waiting for settlement and for tender for sale. The land will disappear. Short-term tenancy are no longer an available option in the future, but we have no alternative provision. And it must be clear from the statement under point 7, drivers may prefer to wait close to the tourist spots. So the further away we have those 800 parking spaces, the further away they're going to be from the tourist spots, the more problems we're going to have these buses circulating on our roads. Now, we are creating new spots for the tourists to come to the waterfront. That's why we want to make the waterfront nice. We're going to have more attraction areas. What are we doing in terms of planning? Is North Point Estate going to be a great place for the boats, for the coaches, which are already clogging the road? Then where are they going to park? I mean, I don't see a plan. I don't see an answer. I don't see a future. I don't see anything here. I see extremely scary information in front of us. That is a disaster waiting to happen without any structured solution here in place. Other than we're talking to the trade, we're talking to the administration, everybody's kind of happy at it as the way it is right now. We're going to provide more spaces along the road. And if I say street side, curbside parking, which is what we're trying to provide, 7 additional curbside parking. Coaches are not excluded from the idling engine law. More coaches idling on the side of the curb of our tourist area is a very unwelcome thing. Buses parked on the side of our narrow street walk, on the sidewalks, is a very unwelcome thing. So we don't want more necessarily standing on the side of the road idling there waiting for passengers. So, Chairman, I hope I've painted the picture as best as I can. I'm scared to death, and I don't see a solution, and I don't read a solution here.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any other comments? Well, if not, I think, Albert, please give us some clues, because I think Paul raised a very important point that we must be future-looking. I think when Tourism Commission are planning new attractions, the problem will be less serious because all the parking, including coach parking, will probably be taken into account. But for existing attractions like the Avenue of Stars, then these are already very built-up areas. There may well be the difficulties of providing new parking spaces. But I just wonder, because just now we have also been talking about the redevelopment of New World Hotel. Is there a possibility where some of these issues could be elevated by having some of these coach areas in the area? And can you also give us some feedback as to transport management, as you have mentioned, to have stricter enforcement of coaches illegally park and waiting in the Tsim Sha Tsui area? Albert, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Paul, about his questions. And I try to give some of the explanation. First of all, Paul mentioned about the ongoing complaint of the trades about the coach parking. But I just want to inform members that when we are doing a planning of additional more on-street parking, we have meetings and discussion with the trades at all times. So we are addressing the concern in a very focused way. So we will continue to talk to them. If there is anything missing out or any further requests on the operational need, we will definitely listen to them. Second thing about the attraction spots. I think on any additional attraction spot, as Chairman also rightly pointed out, that in planning for additional attraction spot, implication of traffic and the coach operation will definitely be considered in that planning in order to avoid further implication on the existing traffic network, which you would definitely need to do. But at the present situation, like the Star of Avenue, we understand the, as what we observe in the on site, the loading and unloading parking activity at that area is more or less on a stable situation. So while we are talking to the trade on asking for some kind of change of the operation of modes like calling forward and so on, we as a matter of fact, was continuously investigating or just finding spaces closer to this area so that the coaches could park near to the attraction spot and wait for any calling for loading and unloading operations. At the moment, the utilization of the spaces, as shown in the photos, are very high. That means I understand the Chase has been using that space as a kind of their mode operation already. As regard the short-term tendency, now the 914 numbers, they are all near to the harbourfront. I repeat, they are just near to the harbourfront. If any further proposed infrastructure project or other reason that is needs to be relocated or close up, we need to discuss with the Lands Department for necessary provision. So I, as a matter of fact, we are monitoring the figures of the or the demand in this area very closely whenever we do any short-term tenancy arrangement or rearrangements. Regarding the hotels, New World Hotel, development, we're looking at that. I cannot preclude a possibility that we will not ask for any coach parking there, because we are also looking after some public parking requests or demand in the area. So we may be looking at it as well. It is one of the options that we can do. But at the moment, we haven't come to that position yet. And regarding the further points on the parking of the coach in the area causing or engineering idling thing, I have no particular comment on that. Thank you, Chairman.
The enforcement?
Yes, we. Sorry about that. We have been talking with the police as well, and that has been operating in quite a controlled environment, because police has been monitoring the loading and unloading activity at particularly the Salisbury Road. That's why only at the peak hours and we have temporary shuffled coach waiting at the next lane. So the police is very vigilant on that enforcement as well. So we'll continue to talk to them and ask for assistance whenever possible.
Thank you. I think because I know that LCSD is also involved with the development, you know, of the Avenue of Stars. So perhaps, you know, we could, as the task force, put up a suggestion that LCSD and Transport Department try to really look at and negotiate with New World to see whether it's possible to provide some of these coaching parking areas within the facility so as to ease the problems of coaching on the road, please. And Vincent, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think you have rightly bring up a point that many of the tourist attractions are in the built-up area, and it may not be easy, you know, for those areas to have no additional, you know, parking spaces. But I think that the crux of the issue is not on parking, but on the loading and unloading of tourists, because we do not expect these coaches will park overnight along the streets, you know, in Tsim Sha Tsui Central. But as mentioned by colleagues of the Transport Department, what the most important thing is on some good enforcement measures to ensure that traffic management is, you know, well under control with the assistance of relevant parties. So on the one hand, I expect the police is, as mentioned, will be doing something. And on our side, I think we'll go back to talk with the Travel Industry Council to see whether they can urge the members to further cooperate and try to see to work the best arrangements among themselves to ensure when they are doing the loading and unloading, the drivers will not be staying in the parking, I mean the loading bays, for too long.
Thank you very much, Vincent. So I think we hope that Transport Department will take into account members' comment in addressing this coach parking issues in Tsim Sha Tsui, and we hope that the issues, especially on the Avenue of Stars and nearby areas, I know that it's actually just the loading unloading, but in between there, where the tourists are within the building, shopping, etc., these coaches have to wait and be on call. So having some facilities that would be in the vicinity would really help a lot as well. So since we would be coming back, you know, as we mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, that about the reporting of the Avenue of Star of several issues by the end of this year, perhaps that could also be answered over there. Thank you very much. So that's conclude. Peter Cookensmith, yes?
Well, just,
and then Paul?
Well, just a couple of points. I think from my own observation, not just here, but also in Wanshire and Admiralty, I think enforcement is absolutely negligible. In fact, I think probably the police turn a complete blind eye, actually. That I see every morning on my way to work in Wanshire that the coaches are parking illegally, maybe short-term, pick up and drop off, et cetera, et cetera, but not in any legal parking area, most certainly. And I think the other thing I'd just like to say that I'm not entirely sure if Thomas really answered the main thrust of what Paul was saying, that there is an impending problem of what is actually being planned in the medium and long term because of temporary facilities being closed down. And I think that is a cause for concern.
Thank you, Paul.
Chair, I hope we could conclude on some requests for information. I would love to see a better understanding of the three different levels requirement. We have the loading and unloading requirement, we have a holding, waiting on call requirement, and we have a parking requirement in the waterfront areas. So all three are required. I think we've got to see more data on those requirements. I mean, If there's a waiting on call requirement, how long does the coach have to stand somewhere? In my Southern District Council meetings, we have a similar discussion with Ocean Park right now. How long does the coach have to be there? They're right now circulating on the road while they're waiting because they've only got 30 minutes for free parking, and the rest is spending on the road. So we have a similar problem in the Southern District Council that nobody knows, and we have to ask questions, how long does the bus actually have to wait? So
well,
I think
Paul,
we
can you be more specific what type of information?
Well, I'm trying to formulate it as I speak, because I mean, I'm not an expert on this issue, Chair, despite having followed some of the transport courses at Hong Kong U. But I'm just realizing from this conversation that there are three levels of demands here. One is to load and unload passengers at the right location, like we have, for example, seen at the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront for people to get on a boat or people to go to a tourist attraction. So there's a loading unloading requirement, there is a volume, and there is a future prediction. We've got to see some figures of what we're going to need, where people are getting on and off buses. We've got to have some figures in about waiting on call and how many buses are going to be needed, space are going to be needed in 10 years, 20 years. Because we are building up the waterfront, and at some stage it's the final waterfront for 1,000 years, and we won't have a chance to make any changes or make provisions right now. And then for the parking itself, for the overnight parking and the long-term parking, you know, where are they going to park? Now they're standing all on short-term Tennessee sides, are going to disappear. Now, where in the outline zoning plans have we made assumptions for these things to be provided? These are high-ceiling, long vehicle parking and entry and exit areas. I mean, there's a very dedicated provisions if you're going to have them in the build-up areas. But where in the outline zoning plans are those plans? So I think the planning department has to come back and say, on the OZPs, we have spaces for 800 buses earmarked in our current plans, or not. Yeah, but we've got to get some data here to start seeing, crystallizing these three issues, what are the problems we're seeing, what are we having the demands over the next 10, 20, 30 years in front of us. What is going to happen? Our waterfront is the final one for 1,000 years, Chair. We're not going to have any more reclamation. So we better be very clear what's going to happen, otherwise we have a problem later on for our children. So we've got to be sustainable and look ahead.
Okay. To be more specific, I think, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? In the presentation, there has been some information about the current coach parking spaces, right? And you are asking for some information on the demand side. Am I right? And then the next thing is you want to have some projection for the future.
For those three types, holding and the parking, you know, the three
three types of demands we have in our waterfront, and I think we've got to be clear about what is current, what is the future, where are we going to go, and how are we going to have provided. The numbers show that, if the short-term tenancy sites are going to disappear. For sure. The Development Bureau can identify for each site when it's going to be gone.
I think, Paul, you are getting into too much specific details for a paper to be presented. So could you...
Well, I mean, the data has to be provided. I mean, I'm not going to do the research.
Because, no, I mean, if we look at the whole Tsim Sha Tsui action area, right, there would be a lot of issues. And definitely, I don't think we would have all the specific information from Transit Department. But I do agree that the data that we have in front of us perhaps are just from the supply side. Perhaps we could also have some information on the demand side so that we could have a better picture. Yeah. Of the situation. And since that Transit Department will be working in particular on agenda item number 3, that we have set pedestrian network as well as walkability to be a priority in the action areas, let us deal with that in the first place, and then while at the same time provide some existing information, especially on the demand side, so as to throw some information to members as well.
But on the STT side, Chair, definitely we've got to see in the outline zoning plans how we're going to reprovision once these sites are developed. Where are going to be those spaces? Loading and unloading are site-specific. You've got to be very close to the site, like a few steps walking. Waiting on call holding areas, they have a little bit more flexibility. Parking, of course, is a bit more like money or water. It can flow anywhere. But even not that's to a certain level site-specific. So how are we going to reprovide them? And I think the planning department can start looking at it.
Okay. Now, I think the first thing is some information on the demand side. And the second thing, Paul, you raised would be the short-term tenancy sites. How do we deal with that? Raymond from planning department, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a bit of information for the committee. In general, the planning departments will sort of identify reprovisioning sites for the long-term use. And if it is a requirement for locating site for long-term coach parking use, we receive that request. We will search for suitable sites for serving this particular purposes. After sort of agreement with that, we'll put that on the OZP. But mainly the OZP is for permanent use. And if we receive sort of a request for reservation of site for permanent use, then we'll look for site for replacement of it. Whereas for the STT sites, I understand that the Transport Department has been in discussions with the Lands Department in identifying suitable short-term sites for replacements of all this LCT. So, in short, the answer is if there's a need for identifications of sites to reprovide for a permanent use, we will search for site for reprovisioning and rezone sites on the OZP or make site reservation on the OZP for that particular purpose.
Thank you very much, Raymond. I think that's very helpful. So I think we would conclude item 4 over here, pending some post-meeting notes from Transport Department about information on the demand side, as well as how we deal with the short-term tenancy sites, perhaps some feedback, written feedback from Planning Department. All right, so let us move on to...
Yes, could we ask them for a third component, and that is... Sure. How they intend to deal with what I describe as the loitering factor. How they're going to police that? Because the real issue, in my experience in Tsim Sha Tsui, is it's the coaches that are loitering, if you like, waiting either to pick people up or drop people off. And that, I think, needs to be policed much more carefully. And I think we'd like a response on that as well.
So, Albert, I think that would be the third piece of information that we would like to have. Right, because we can only see what's happening, but we don't have any figures in order to grasp how important is this issue and how serious it is. All right. Thank you very much.
Chairman, so, can you repeat the third
The loitering factor, that is in between, drop up and pick off, but then coaches are on the road, but not within off-street parking or areas. Right.
Yeah, that's the fundamental principle, because we don't want them to go around the road network causing further disruption. That's why we are funding additional parking space for them to do some kind of call forwarding function. Right.
Yeah, yeah, but some information on this so that we have to know how important it is. Tom?
Sorry, can I ask for one piece of follow-up information from the first, from agenda item 3 as well, please, about the walkability?
Yes, please.
Which is that Transport just said that they currently do regular pedestrian flow surveys at key junctions, which found that walkability was up to their standards, was I think the phrase used. Can we get a piece of information to describe what their standards are, please?
Albert, you get it? I think this is mainly on capacity, right, rather than any other key performance indicators. But we would love to have some information on that. All right.
On the standards, right? On
okay.
the standards.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul, please?
Chair, yeah, just to speak of Raymond's points, he's waiting for somebody to ask him. Raymond has made very clear, Penning Department will not make provisions unless they're being asked. So as the Harbourfront Commission, I think we should take a view on the use of sites in the waterfront for parking, which we have always said we don't want. So we got here 900 cars, 900 coaches that are going to go that require to be taken away from the waterfront. The sooner the better. So TD should come to the planning department and have a request for what we're going to do with it. But I think we cannot leave it hanging in the air, Chair. As the Harbourfront Commission, we have a very clear view. We don't want the waterfront to be used for short-term tenancy parking. So please take them away. When are you going to do it? I think we've got to get some action on this one. We can't leave it in the air between TD and planning department. Planning department says, well, I don't have a request. TD says, well, I'm not going to ask you anything because I might have some short-term sites. I think we've got to have some kind of a view on this. We've got to have a program of getting rid of these things. We know when the sites are going to be developed, but we want to get rid of this parking. So I think we've got to get a program in place, and we can't just leave it a hanging, Chair.
Yeah, Paul, I think we would. That would be a consensus from this task force. But we have to allow departments to have time to work on it, and we have to set priorities. Right? This will be something that we will keep in will in light of the additional information, and just light on the pedestrian connectivity. It's not the first time that we raise it. We have raised it over a number of meetings, and at this meeting we have decided that that's enough information and so on, so that we hope to develop some master plan on it, and we hope that the departments would have sufficient time to make a good plan for us to discuss and to move on, while we would still keep in view what's happening a lot, about the coach, about the coaches in Tsim Sha Tsui area.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
So, in that case, if the departments can come back next or post meeting to let us know when that plan will be presented, I think we've got to get some action on this. Chair, I have to remind you that this point is an old point. It's been not brought up at Harbour from the Housing Committee. It's been brought up again. It's an old point. It's sticking in the air. It's not being responded to, and it's being responded on the same basis. It's just we went away. You know, we'll try to get a short-term site. We've got to get a program, and there is no program. Planning department does not have a request from TD. TD is just wondering whether the Lands Department may give them some replacement site. Well, that's a very much up-the-air type of solution. So I think we need a program, Chair.
Yeah, we would. I think we would do that, okay? It's we just that we need time to work on different things, okay? So let us move on to conclude item number 4. And then we have to look at the action area for the next meeting, which from the discussion we have here, I'm very sure that perhaps most of the members would like to focus on Tsim Sha Tsui East and West again in the next task force meeting. Right? Good. So, and I think it's better for us to focus on an area and to look at different issues together rather than to spread it across different action areas. So I would just propose that we just look at these two in the next meeting.